The Human Population. Section 2. Changing Population Trends. Some countries have followed the model of a demographic transition. They have reached large and stable population sizes and have increased life expectancies. But throughout history and currently in many parts of the world, populations that have high rates of growth create environmental problems. A rapidly growing population uses resources at an increased rate and can overwhelm the infrastructure of a community. Infrastructure is the basic facilities and services that support a community, such as public water supplies, sewer lines, power plants, roads, subways, schools, and hospitals. The symptoms of overwhelming population growth include suburban sprawl, overcrowded schools, polluted rivers, barren land, and inadequate housing, as shown in Figure 10. You may have seen some of these problems in your community. Problems of rapid growth. People cannot live without sources of clean water, fuel, and land that can be farmed to produce food. A rapidly growing population can use resources faster than the environment can renew them, unless resources come from elsewhere. Standards of living decline when wood is removed from local forests faster than it can grow back, or when wastes overwhelm local water sources. Vegetation, water, and land are the resources most critically affected by rapid growth. A shortage of fuel wood. Women in Myanmar gathering firewood are shown in Figure 11. In many of the poorest countries, wood is the main fuel source. When populations are stable, people use fallen tree limbs for fuel, which does not harm the trees. When populations grow rapidly, dead wood does not accumulate fast enough to provide enough fuel. People begin to cut down living trees. Parts of Africa, Asia, and India have been cleared of vegetation by people collecting fuel wood. A supply of fuel ensures that a person can boil water and cook food. In many parts of the world, water taken directly from wells or public supplies is not safe to drink, because it contains waterborne parasites or other diseases. The water can be sterilized by boiling it, but fuel is needed to do so. Also, food is often unsafe or harder to digest unless it is cooked. Without enough fuel wood, many people suffer from disease and malnutrition. Unsafe water. In places that lack infrastructure, the local water supply may be used not only for drinking and washing, but also for sewage disposal. As a result, the water supply becomes a breeding ground for organisms that cause diseases, such as dysentery, typhoid, and cholera. Many cities have populations that are doubling every 15 years, and water systems cannot be expanded fast enough to keep up with this growth. In 2001, over 1 billion people worldwide lacked safe drinking water, and more than 3 million died of diseases that were spread through water. The Rio Grande, shown in Figure 12, is one example of an unsafe water source used by many people. Lima, Peru, is another example of an area with unsafe water. More than half of the population of Lima is housed in shanty towns that have no plumbing. The bacteria that cause cholera thrived in Lima's unmanaged water sources in 1991. In that year, Lima's population suffered the first epidemic of cholera that had occurred in the Western Hemisphere in 75 years. Impacts on land. People prefer to live where they have easy access to resources. Growing populations may have a shortage of arable land, which is land that can be used to grow crops. Growing populations also make trade-offs between competing uses for land, such as agriculture, housing, or natural habitats. For example, Egypt's population of 73 million is growing at 2% per year. For food and exportable products, Egypt depends on farming within the Nile River Valley, shown in Figure 13. Most of the country is desert, and less than 4% of Egypt's land is arable. However, the Nile River Valley is also where most Egyptians live. Egyptians continue to build housing on what was once farmland, which reduces Egypt's available arable land. Much of the world's population is undergoing urbanization, the movement of people from rural areas to cities. In the United States, people often find work in the cities but move into suburban areas around the cities. This suburban sprawl leads to traffic jams, inadequate infrastructure, and the reduction of land for farms and wildlife habitat. Meanwhile, housing within cities becomes more costly, more dense, and in shorter supply. A demographically diverse world. As you have seen, demographers may categorize countries as either developed or developing. However, demographers may prefer the terms more developed and less developed to describe countries or regions, because the reality of development is complex and politically sensitive. Not every country in the world is progressing through each stage of the demographic transition according to the model. Some countries now have modern industries, but incomes remain low. A few countries have achieved stable and educated populations with little industrialization. Some countries seem to remain in the second stage of the model. These countries have rapid population growth, but are unable to make enough educational and economic gains to reduce the birth rate and move into the third stage. In recent years, the international community has begun to focus on the least developed countries. These countries show few signs of development, and in some cases have increasing death rates, while birth rates remain high. Least developed countries are officially identified by the United Nations. These countries may be given priority for foreign aid and development programs to address their population and environmental problems. Growth rates for different parts of the world are shown in Figure 14. Populations are relatively stable in Europe, the United States, Canada, Russia, South Korea, Thailand, China, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. In contrast, populations are still growing rapidly in less developed regions. Most of the world's population is now within Asia. Managing development and population growth. Humans throughout history have witnessed the negative effects of population growth. Today, less developed countries know that continued population growth can limit their economic development. The governments of some countries, such as China, Thailand, and India, have tried to reduce birth rates using public advertising, as shown in Figure 15, family planning programs, economic incentives, or legal punishments. In 1994, the United Nations held the International Conference on Population and Development, or ICPD. This conference involved debates about the relationships between population, development, and environment. Table 1 shows the main goals that resulted from the conference. Many countries favor stabilizing population growth through investments in development, especially through improvements in women's status. In fact, worldwide fertility rates are dropping, as shown in Figure 16. Growth is slowing. The human population of the world is now more than 6 billion and is still increasing. The worldwide population growth rate peaked at about 87 million people per year between 1985 and 1990. In contrast, the population grew by only 81 million people per year from 1990 to 1995. Fertility rates have declined since about 1970 in both more developed and less developed regions. However, rates are still much higher in less developed regions. Demographers predict that this trend will continue and that worldwide population growth will be slower in this century than in the last century. If current trends continue, most countries will have replacement-level fertility rates by 2050. If so, world population growth would eventually stop. Projections to 2050. United Nations projections of world population growth to 2050 are shown in Figure 17. The medium growth line assumes that worldwide fertility rates will decline to replacement level by 2050. The high and low growth lines would result from higher or lower fertility rates. Most demographers predict the medium growth rate and a worldwide population of 9 billion in 2050. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned. by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.